Blog Talk Radio.
One size does not.
Can't be born, never street soldier who used to choke the toast. The sky pages
Benz and motorways, cut the coke and bake it so. Come on. Sometimes I look back and wish I still had it. Till I finally see life and decided to grasp it. Don't get me wrong, your boy's still eating it. Every time I hit the studio, no one's straight beasting. And it seems like most these rappers are fuck. Why face turn snake and try to pose as your home, huh? Why is the world struggling through poverty? Why? Immigrants taking cheap labor, starting to bother. Come on. My homie said he's struggling to buy diapers. He a lifer that's addicted to this drug cypher. Hit the block, pump a few packs. The fuck up, turned around the bus back. Now we doing the murder rap. Sometimes got these thoughts on my mind. And sometimes I be falling off my grind. Speak my thoughts through my rhyme. Sometimes the stress won't get off my mind. Sometimes got these thoughts on my mind. And sometimes I be falling off my grind. Sometimes speak my thoughts through my rhyme. Sometimes the stress won't get off my mind.
When I get this money, I'm getting paid. Just making my point to say you to see where I've been. No subliminals about you, what I mean is. Say that there, so much envy, attention to take. This kindness for a weakness, I've always been propagated. This is not a secret, talk to give and to receive. This is how I keep it. For my family, I will bleed, taking pride in defense, not being defensive. It's all love with no time for friendships. Business minded as I mind my business. When I thought I finished, I was born a leader, had time shit tripping. Thinking to the brain, tomorrow has an arrived, but they mind, I'm prepared to have this roll in my pocket. Praying before I rest, my nights like New York, because I still haven't slept. My thoughts keep running as I'm facing success. All those once when I need, I'm starving. If they eat, I still feed.
Watch me. Sometimes, got these thoughts on my mind. And sometimes, I be falling off my grind. Sometimes, speak my thoughts through my rhyme. Sometimes, the stress won't get off my mind. Sometimes, got these thoughts on my mind. And sometimes, I be falling off my grind. Sometimes, speak my thoughts through my rhyme. Sometimes the stress won't get off my mind. Sometimes I wonder why my mother's a bitch. Never loved the race by my grandmother in the fist. Sometimes I wish I never moved to PA so I could sit back with my little brother as he plays. Missed a lot of years soaked in the depression, wondering if I made the right decision. Life's lesson, would I have chosen the music or the struggle? Either way, no matter what I do, it's still a hustle. Tried to give up on this music, but I couldn't. It's my life in therapy, therefore I probably shouldn't. Is it time being wasted just trying to make it? It's like this rap game is so damn racist. Okay. Not seeing the color of my heart, only my skin. Not knowing all the gutter that's held within. Like a life battle with cancer, I won't win. This a new chapter, so here's where I begin. Sometimes, got these thoughts on my mind. And sometimes, I be falling off my grind. Sometimes, speak my thoughts through my rhyme. Sometimes, the stress won't get off my mind.
Yo, I'm over here kicking it with the real fans, man. The real listeners. Got the ear to the streets, man. Key to the city. It's your boy Legion 11. Hanging out where they do that at radio. J Dog, B Dub, Benny Wing. I make your boy.
And they forget Mysteriously reappear once they hear that you make an end.
You know the funny staff, funny ass niggas. Nothing on my mind but money and cash, nigga. Now, some of y'all probably like the show. Ain't that the same thing? See, that's why you're not a contender, not in this chamber. More bars than a night scene. Nah, life hard, so we like green. Now, my team sucker free, but they don't like me. Cause we ain't trying to catch a case and face that flight, man. To get it right, man. I'm ready.
I'm on it. I'm the bitches through. Tell them all about it. I'm here. It's time to elevate. Let them take the pain. I'm on the chain. I'm on it.
Like never before, we'll definitely take you on the ride on the wild side. Hit us up at 347-934-0318. This is WTBPA Radio.
Without you, you hold me back.
it's your girl, B-Dub, reporting live on Where They Do That At Radio. I'm calling all performing artists and groups ready to now to star in the next Fan Exchange DVD series. We're taping live in Atlanta and in cities near you. The benefits of being a Fan Exchange participant include paid booking opportunities, publicity in mass media, career consulting, and unlimited networking. For additional information, call B-Dub at 678-389-6869 or follow me on Twitter at B-Dub-ATL. Remember to tune in to J-Dog, B-Dub, and Beanie Weenie on Where They Do That At Radio. You know the number, 347-934-0318. Holla at your girl.
My child support was goofy on you. Lost my job, boy got fired. Went to the street and got high and trapping all night. I was so tired, then I woke up from a nightmare and I was chained. What you thinking, bad I'm not? Are you sleeping on me? She knew what I was thinking before I hit the pillow, homie. Said that I was hot, and she she blew me. This woman is trying to cool me out, but since the track is true, because I think that she knows me, but I may not know her. She must be my persona. She looks so good, and I'm getting beat because I want her. She's gripping for the shit. I'm making moves on the beat. I make a groove. Grind it. My ambition, she ride and her two pops back. So just this 96, and you still haven't found him, but picture me rolling. Lord knows I hate him up until the end of time. Me against the world, only God can judge me. Life goes on. Hail Mary, Lynn's got my baby. Hey, mama, keep your head up. When thugs cry on my block, I wonder if heaven has a ghetto. So many tears trapped, the feeling's fundamental and never changes. Just a different day. Same.
We'd like to welcome you all for coming out tonight.
Yo, that's the delegates in the theater. Real tough, you already know what it is. Hit us up 347-934-0318.
Oh, keep going. They're working hard. We're working so hard for all them dudes that don't know how to stand. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you, fuck. We was both 18, meeting in a strange city. He was a country girl and I lived in many cities. I was finding myself drinking beer and smoking jitties. You was studying hard and had a job, see we was busy. I was so disrespectful how I ran around the city. Before when you would see me, you would say it was a pity. Drunk and juggling hoes for 2 years, you just watched. I was in and out of doors with different chickens nonstop. Associates are getting head, a document slinging cock. I built a reputation to R. Kelly of the block. Then when I approached you, you was smiling, you wouldn't stop. We was either on the phone and you was chilling at the spot. Youngers and it was love, but the weather was changing, cuz my feelings didn't change, I wanted strange, I wore gloves. I didn't understand it, you screaming, I'm like, buzz. That bitch, it meant nothing, no feelings, I just buzz. But as I'm sorry, I'm sorry, that's not love. The bitches had me gassed, I was fast and I know I was. Now we all grown and the pepper with. Hope you end up with somebody who gives you the world, sis. That shit I put you through, like niggas, they ain't shit. Hope that you can move past it and find you some happiness. Get a hustle, buy a crib, get a dog to have a shit.
Welcome to the Spellbound Media and Entertainment Conference Center, a service exclusively from members of WTD PA Radio. This service is provided by FreeConferencePro.com. Please enter your passcode followed by the pound sign. Please enter your host ID followed by the pound sign. After the tone, please state your name, followed by the pound sign or hash key. You are the first caller. At any time, press star 4 for conference instructions.
Sorry's not enough. Look at how I greeted you. If you had it, when I really needed you. Ran the streets, and I regret the day you always made me lose it. Arguing like we don't know each other, this is useless. We're better than this.
The caller has joined the conference. The caller has joined the conference.
You got me stressing cause I'm needing you. Show me true love, I threw it away, I was so mean to you. I cannot proceed with this, I left your heart broke bleeding. This is something I need to get off my chest, please take heed to this. I never knew love can take you deeper than. I'm sorry for all the wrong and the bullshit that I put you in. This is coming from the heart and I mean every word I speak is true. I see them hating cause they don't see just what I see in you. I took your love for granted, my hope you understand. And I never meant to cause you so much pain, that's why I fantasize about the love we had. It was a sight to see, see a blessing in disguise, certainly. And for that, sorry. I don't want to put this
conference is being recorded.
Y'all know what it is. It's your boy J-Dawg. Hit us up at 347-934-0318. You can also call in at 50-533-0071. You know, and put in the passcode, which is 601, so you can have some fun. You already know what it is. My man SB will bring that beat back. Real talk, you know what it is. How that's going.
All about that money, 20, 50, 100. Ran up on them in the dark, told them running. 2012 coming, so get the running. Call my duffel bag, turkey money is a stuffing. I whoop your head, boy, you'll have a concussion. When my niggas get the banging, like percussions, no further discussion. Money, I love it. Hand surfing on the waves when I hit the Dougie. And they say he ain't fresh, born fresh and clean. Cocky and conceited, yeah, Mr. C&P. Hopping in the game, next generation TNT. Yeah, we blowing up, balling on them like a ring. Boy, your fantasies work just like a can of beans. I'm on fire and I'm iced out and freeze. I'm just looking for my honey like a swarm of bees. I ain't talking burger when I say I'm stacking cheese. Get a DJ, bring it back. 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 And your girl all on me like ticks and gleas. Asking what's the recipe, I tell them I'm just being me. When I leave the stage, boy, they saying, who is he? You don't know who that is, what it's SB. Hit a clear water beach, riding on the jet skis. White shirt, Nikes with my khakis. Boy, you can't match these facts, is your lacking swag. They thought I was slacking, but I was packing. I'm just trying to do that right thing. Get a couple girls that do that all night thing. Yeah, but this only your one night thing. So get it in, get it out, make it exciting. SB, yeah, I'm super fresh. Get more checks to leave you more facts. Yeah, tell the DJ bring it back. I hop up on the track, got a strong like crack. Tell the DJ you.
Y'all know who this is. If you don't, you better ask somebody. Real talk, it's my man Tupac. Real talk, you know what it is. Get your mind right.
I see you over there.
Actually, you know what I'm saying? The joint is called Looking for Love. It's that Tupac remix. You know what it is. Ride with me.
I see her walking on the corner of the street, ready to auction off her body for my dog, she can cheat.
I see her.
Same old motels and old dirty sheets. We watch her doing dirt like we at front row seats. Not even the reverend could put some guard into her. To her, the Lord is that dog who be tipping her. Like a wrestler, he be on the floor pinning her. And she be thinking that it's love that he giving her. No mom and pop, she just wanna be careful. She wanna get her voice out like an air horn. Ready for a new day like a sand dog. Black and blue skin plus all of her hair tall. Even a sign said mama's starting to worry me. No blanket she could cover her insecurity. And she be searching but be coming up vacant. Probably cause she's looking for love in the fall. What you want to do? What you want to do? Just for love. What you want to do?
Just try to answer
me. Talking to everything in cyber soul. He say them cars and pretty women is all life is for. I cannot put my problems out to what he telling them. He tossing money to make up for what he ain't giving them. Splitting ends like here, he trying to pay them all. Won't listen, he thinking tricking is gonna make them ball. It ain't simple to do the temple, won't you peep game? Falling in love with hookers and strippers like T-Pain. But he got wifey and a kid at home waiting. Drunk walking and straight to the basement. He got a good woman, so he wanna break it. Looking for love and he trying to find a replacement. Cause now homegirl left and she ain't coming back. This ain't no MFA.
dick.
What you won't do?
And what you won't do? Just for love. And what you won't do?
Just for
love.
Always walking around searching. I see you. You looking in all the wrong places. I tell you just like they told me. Sometimes you got it right under your nose. Can't even see it. Yeah.
I'm looking for a style that I can handle tonight. Wait, be patient, man. I got you next. But the way this girl's making me too much like this. I was trying to fly through. She accidentally backed up on me. So I grabbed her hips and bent her over and started backing on me. Right, and she got nasty with it. Backed her ass up to the wall like she was trying to track me with it. She got crazy and her ass got dumber, yo. Dropping like a 6-4. Wide as a Hummer, yo. There's a Lamborghini hiding in the summer, yo. I'm trying to go to Disney like a runner, so I wonder, yo. Man's in here, already single, got kids, and I'm not wishing you to can't feel it's your crib. I told her I'm a freak, if she said that's what it is. If she did this little trick, and my eyes got big, she got a little face, let me see it move. She got a black blue pack.
Legion of Legend, y'all. Get that left and right. Hit me up, 347-934-0318. You can also dial in at 570-533-0071. You know what it is.
Girl, oh my God, fine. This thing can back it up like a hard drive. All that make you mad, huh? Ain't get over it. There's a fine line, but mine, I get over it. Me pick your red carpet, walk over it. Creeping like the reaper, money deeper than the cold begin. It's like venom, I get in them like it's over. 21 guns, salute my people feeding cups, I'm coming with that colder shit. Ice box below, refreshing like Minnesota kid. Yeah, I'm here, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
a Northside representer. Out from the DA, it's money in the spot. Blowing smoke, gut it out. Hey, it's bread in your speaker, make them bounce in the crowd. Call it uncut, straight drop, hard at the bottom. Hey, I'm in it for the cash, for the soul, for a dollar. White feet with the stars, high bread in his bottom. Making moves to the other side. Ride with a model, I'm a general.
Has a book called Morals and Dogma, and it talks a bit about the magic. He says, the ancient astronomers saw all the great symbols of masonry in the stars. Sirius still glitters in our lodges as the blazing star. The sun is still symbolized by a point within a circle, in which the moon and Mercury are Anubis in the three great lights of the lodge. Not only to these, but to the figures and numbers exhibited by the stars, were ascribed peculiar and divine powers. Though they believe these symbols have divine, peculiar powers, able to perhaps affect you. They practiced the magic that the ancient Egyptians did. You might have heard of the Egyptian magicians in the Bible dueling with Moses. You stand with your body erect and your feet forming the angle of an oblong square. The Egyptians did it, the Masons did it. So you'll see here an oblong square at the Bank of America. And it actually shows the three different footing positions of the first 3 degrees. Or the oblong square that's in Rendell. Or the winged oblong square of Spring. Or the oblong square of Sam's Club. A more familiar oblong square of Enron, perhaps the most infamous oblong square, the swastika. You know Hitler was into the occult. You know who else was. They say, to be one, ask one. This is because you must join the fraternity of your own free will and accord. I think, yeah. Are you starting to get an idea of who's running things around here? Let's get a little deeper into this. Look at the Travis County Courthouse, leveled by the most worshipful Grand Lodge of Texas. And look at the date at which it was leveled, 5930 AL. This is the Anno Lucius calendar, and it dates back to ancient Babylon. So it's the year 6005, dear president. So you shouldn't be surprised to see the Masonic compass and square show up on buildings. And general contractors, because the Masons were builders after all. And they built in the grand Egyptian style. When I got to the Philadelphia Lodge, I wasn't at all surprised to come across an Egyptian room. There are many things to talk about in this room, but right now we'll focus on the winged disc. This was the winged sun of Ra. It was a symbol they used to denote God, or the God. And now, it's a symbol for pharmaceuticals. Used to be the chariots of the gods. Now it's chariots of men. Could it be Harley, okay? A variation on a theme, a winged square. As it's said when you're a Freemason that you're a square man. You do things by the square. So you'll find the square of GM, the square of Wells Fargo, the square of Home Depot, or the square of American Express, or perhaps the swastika square of Chase Bank. But the square was important and unique. The cube was a symbol of man perfected. A Mason would say that he is a perfect Ashlar, a perfect spiritual being inhabiting a material body. And the cube is used in magic. Well, the magician's altar was a double cube, a powerful symbol of control. So you see here the double cube with Chevron. Of course, that's the cube three-dimensional. Perhaps the cube of Gateway, the cube of GameCube, shows a knight in the cube. How about the cube of Fox? Or the cube of Cisco. They make all our food. But could it be alien franchise? Or the pyramid? The fiat. And the eye symbolizes the great architects of the universe to the human. So they use this symbol on the dollar bill to denote a work in progress. The eye floating above the pyramid is a symbol of this work. It was only when they captured the great pyramid that the work is completed. They failed. And captured the great pyramid was full. USA Today even read, Muslims stopped the Freemasons from capping the great pyramid was full. They call the apex the stone that the builders refused. You'll find the pyramid showing up in Austin all around. Or like the triple pyramid of Adidas. Or the eye of the pyramid of American Online. The eye of Ra, AOL, Time Warner, Disney, Magician. I think you're starting to see who owns it. So what goes on under that gold capstone? Not surprising to me that this brotherhood often seeks the light, worshiping the sun. And if you notice all these Freemasons wear apes, this one's George Washington. If you see the five-pointed star sitting there and down below, the skull and bones, this was a symbol of the Templar, which is now a degree within Freemasons. If you know anything about Templars, you know that they were into gold. But it became illegal to be a Templar, and on Friday the 13th, 1307, they had to run. They were killing them all off, hoping to win the king. So they took to Ireland and started the York Rite of Freemasonry, and they took to Scotland and started the Scottish Rite. They also took to the sea still flying their Templar skeleton bones, still after the gold. But yet another Templar symbol is the double cross. I shouldn't have to explain that one, but you also shouldn't be surprised to see it here next time. Masonic logos show up through corporate America and the world. They're all over. Take the compass square with the G, for example. As you see here, the camel standing between two pyramids is the Great Pyramid missing. Well, if you remember, the Kabbalah has to do with Hebrew, and the Hebrew letter G means camel. Or Philip 66. 66 in the Magician's Dictionary is known as the number of the Kitlaw, or the Great Work. Oh, these are two different things, I hope. The Kitlaw are known as the fallen angels. Definition, the shades of the dead whose names appear in the Book of Thoth or the Book of the Law. They may contain formula of magical powers, the souls of who those that died in sin. Complete understanding could result in the destruction of the ego and therefore lead to actual madness. Or the Great Work, symbolized here by the eye floating above the pyramid. But the Great Work is noted below, says Novus Ordo Seclorum, the new order of the secular age, or the new order of the age of irreverence, or without God.
1776 is in action. This Illuminati took balls and was born from a Colombian faction. $51 bill over. And if you want me to expose the true code of deception, I will show you. We live in a design wicked system. The number 13 is consistent in Masonic symbolism. It represents transformation. 12 completes the cycle, so 13 is rebirth and regeneration. The meanings of the symbol are strategically hidden. On the left side, you see a 13-layer pyramid. Over that, it's the all-seeing eye where the light shines. A sign of the devil watching over you at all times. The words animal corrupted. 13 letters meaning he has favored our undertakings. Will you accept it? Or will you learn the science and ignore them? Under the pyramid, you see Nova's Cordos the Club. Translated, new order of the world, or the new world order. Offers and satanic fathers of mass slaughter. The eagle that you see on the right. Sits below 13 stars with a shield that has 13 stripes. And an olive branch in his claws with 13 leaves. Which is supposed to be in his talent to represent peace. But peace was always on a decrease. His other claw holds 13 arrows of war. Set to be released. And the letters at the bottom of the pyramid are fixed. With the Roman numerals that equal 1776. The United States of America extended in a deep devilish offense with truth and paganism mixed. Every president that ever lived was all. They gather at Bohemian Grove where they bow down before the all. See the all is wise and sees through the darkness of night. And that small one on the dollar near the one on the top right. It ain't hard to understand if government was never for us. The eagle was based off of the Egyptian hawk Horus. 13 colonies who went to wicked sovereignty and made no apology for the obvious idolatry. Subconsciously, we follow the ways of the beast and pay homage to pagan gods who replay days of the week. Like Sunday, they worship the sun. Monday is moon day. Tyr, the god of war, was worshipped on Tuesday. Only the chief god is who Wednesday is named for. Thursday is Thursday, god of thunder, the mighty Thor. Friday was named after Frigga, notice the pattern. Saturday is the Roman god of agriculture, Saturn. Frigga was the goddess of love, the wife of Odin. The polytheistic theology needed to cope. The rituals like trips across the sand as man takes. Blood and bone fraternity, a secret handshake, but understand. He receives only 33 degrees. He secretly believes in Lucifer and other deities. Many powerful and rich people are controlled by these. They even hold a soul of several of your favorite MPs. Tongues riddled with thorns and use hand gestures shaped in the form of devil horns. You don't fear the city hall because you don't know what it entails. Satan tampers with stem cells and sprays chemtrails. The so-called holidays are hypocrisy, established to use religious doctrines to commit annual robberies.
We are in a country, in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. Between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely too much.
Like we all know what's going on.
down, but no one can hear what happens to the home of the brave. Motherfuckers, they can pull this down, but no one's talking about it, and it's hard to be free. And everybody's just walking around, and they can cry, what are we just doing dead in the grave?
But it's
too late, we need to be ready to
raise up. Welcome to the danger day. Everybody is safe, only some are aware that the government releasing poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lab. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they shade shine on me, they just trigger proudly. George Bush, the grandson of Aleister Crowley. They want you to believe the lie that the enemy's Saudi. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. It's fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac. How could any government bestow that? I proud people who believe in political throwback. That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the Black Pope and Solomon's Temple. Yeah. About the Vatican and taxes and how they will get you. And how they clone Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
Because we all know what's going down, but no one's saying to what happened to the home of the brave. Motherfuckers, they can go on this now, but no one's talking about how they made us hard and we play. And everybody's just walking around, and they're trying to walk away, get to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the dream.
Whoever built the pyramids had knowledge of electrical power. And you know that the information that the suppression devour. Who you took the motherfuckers to crash in the tower? Who you took that made it turn into action in hour? The same ones that invaded your own. The ones that never told you about the skeletons on the moon. Yeah, the ones that poisoned all the food you consumed. The ones that never told you about the mouth of Soviet tomb. The bird flu is a lie. The swine flu is a lie. Why would that even come as a surprise? Yeah, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer and it cost a lot of people their lives. Y'all know about Bohemian Grove, how the world leader sacrificed the children in robes. Lucifer is God in the public school system. I suggest you open up your ears and you listen.
Just like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying to what happened.
Y'all better motherfucking listen.
What is your inspiration
for your music?
I'm really, really inspired by my friends. I'm really, really inspired by my friends.
Yo, the show's coming. When I get on the request line, you better be ready now.
This song right here.
Real talk.
I just want y'all to close y'all eyes.
Close your eyes.
Put everything with biting. Close your eyes. Yeah. Nah, man. You know what I mean? Put your close your eyes. The bab is really good. Close your eyes. What side would you choose? Close your eyes. And choose your wrong. Yeah. What the bab was selling vice versa. Yeah. If I told you go to hell with you, girl, I curse you. Yeah. I reimburse you with the truth. Oh, you know my fate. Yeah. I pray I die. I'm the nigga that they love to hate. Yeah. I wanna make them use your mind. God, get the sign. Yeah. When you listen to these rhymes, you can take your time. Yeah. Again, I ask if them was there and vice versa. Yeah. When you start doing evil in order to nurture. Yeah. Spirit man, yeah. You understand the devil walk. Yeah. Raising on and the devil got the camel too. Yeah. You get me wrong, but I put my trust up in the Lord. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a dick with a click of nasty concubine.
Yeah.
And vice versa, so she probably
Be careful when we make you notice shit you ain't supposed to notice. Like, I don't even give a fuck about politics no more because I done figured it out. All of the government is pimps. They all pimps because pimps say shit to you and then don't explain it. That's how our government do it. A pimp will have a woman in the car and be like, get out there and suck some dick. We're going to take over all of Stone Mountain. She don't ask no questions. She just, I don't know how it's going to work, but I'm going to do my motherfucking part. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. Fuck our government treat us. Just tell us shit don't make no sense. What the fuck are we still doing in Iraq? Can somebody tell me that we killed everybody? That's why I love America. We some goddamn bullies. We don't give a shit. We be on CNN like, say our name, bitch. Say it. Say it three times. Come over there and kill everybody. You don't believe we gangsters? Tell me what the Iraqi uniform look like. Don't worry, I'll wait. Cause you ain't never seen that motherfucker. We ain't killing they army, nigga. We killing them. We over there killing niggas in sweatpants, tank tops, flip flops, and a cowboy hat. You shouldn't have been talking shit. Our government pimps. They get on the news. They act like we ain't even over there killing real people. They don't never get on the news and say today we killed 4 men, 3 women, and 2 children. They use a word niggas can't readily identify. Today we killed a group of insurgents. Niggas be at the house like, I don't even know no motherfucking insurgent. You can kill all them motherfuckers. I don't have not one insurgent friend. We to help you notice shit like that, but you got to be careful with this super strong weed because you can't do everything you regularly do. It's easy to get high. It is not easy to get unhigh when your baby walk in the room. Now you in the house cleaning up shit that don't need to be cleaned. You... be like, I don't even want nothing no more. Every time I smell like pine cones in here, daddy be tripping. You gotta be careful. If you got kids, you gonna have to cut down on your weed consumption. I don't give a fuck what you say. It's cool to get high. It is not cool to get high and eat up all your baby's cereal. That shit is not cool. You wake up your baby already in the kitchen crying. Thank God you woke up, daddy. You remember you were a bunch of go-go fucks on top of the refrigerator, and now they're not even up there. Now you so embarrassed, you gotta play it off with the nigga. You... nigga, that damn show ain't up here. That motherfucking insurgents done come in our house.
TheMinnows.com.
Yo. Let me show you something. If you're paying attention to the last hour, 45 minutes, 15 minutes between the chronic break and all that other good shit, you will realize that what you just heard was subliminal. Most of what you experience is subliminal. Subliminal messages in music. Subliminal messages in the things we hear. Subliminal messages in the things we see. Subliminal messages in the things that we are exposed to, that we pass along to our youth. A lot of people say there's nothing wrong with subliminal messages. We should be strong enough to break away and see the reality, the duality. But I'm going to show you something. You don't have to take my word for it. America, if you're out there listening, before I bring these young men on the line and these young females on the line, I'm definitely going to share with the world what's up and what's happening. If you got small children, I implore you to do just this one thing. If you don't think subliminals are important, that they have no effect on you, you take your young child. Tell them that, you know, daddy or mommy want to talk to you for a second. But little girls just work real well. If you got a little girl, we can do what I suggest you do. Just to show you how powerful women are. You take a child these days, and if she has, I got 2 girls and a son. My little girls always play with dolls. If you were to take your child, and she has some dolls that she plays with, you have to take out all her dolls. And preferably what you're looking for is a doll, and preferably is a black doll, a white doll, and one that's kind of a multicultural doll that may look maybe somewhat mixed. And you asked your little girl, you said, baby, out of all these dolls that you got laid out in your room, show daddy which one is the bad doll. Do you know which doll she would point to? Think about it. You'd be surprised at what she would pick. We'll go even deeper. You actually say, okay, dad, yep, you know, now show daddy which one is the good doll. You'd be very surprised at what she'll pick. And then tell me that subliminal messages does not have an impact on our youth. Real talk, this is Jake Doll hitting you up on WTBTA Radio. I'm going to go to request lines right quick because I'm trying to show you something. Real talk, it is what it is. You already know what it is. The number 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial. Real talk, it is what it is. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening. Let's see what you're doing in there. Yo, real talk. Call or last for your number is 5610. You're definitely in the building on WTBTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
What's going on, J Dog? It's your boy Legion.
What's up, Legion? What's good with you, my man?
Oh, man. Just trying to recover, man. Wasn't feeling too good the last couple of days. Probably overworked myself, but it's all a part of the business.
I hear you, man. I'm glad to see you definitely back in the building, man. You got to bounce back. It's all in your mind, baby. It's all in your mind. You gotta will yourself out of that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely know what you're saying.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. You know, but real talk, you know what I'm saying? I know your energy level might be a little bit down, so it's my job to energize you right quick. You know what I'm saying? And spark the mind, which will spark the body. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. How important do you feel the subliminal messages are? Because, you know, you're a young artist that definitely is in the game. You deal with subliminal messages all the time from just being bombarded with them, but you also, you know, raising your family as well. So just on that note alone, how much of an impact do you feel the subliminal messages have on the society, our society?
I think it makes a big impact, and I think I mean, that can be good subliminal messages or bad subliminal messages, but I don't think the positive subliminal messages are influential enough, you know, or put out there enough. I think everybody just focuses on what's negative. And actually, you know what, like, people put it out there in the air more, they pay more attention to it. So that's another, like, bad thing that I think people do a whole lot.
Gotcha. You're right. You know, if they're trying to draw your attention away from something or towards something, that makes me, quote unquote, not necessarily what the business is, but what better way to do it than use sensationalism? You know, sensationalism, for all y'all that don't know what sensationalism is, it is, you know, give an example. If you watched any of the Huey Newton clips, and when he talks about sensationalism is like the cowboys and Indians. You know, sensationalism is, you know, the cowboys gunslinging, you know, taking the law into their own hands. You know, sensationalism is the scenario of Robin Hood, all for one, one for all with the three musketeers. Robin Hood, which is very unique, he robbed from the rich and gave back to the poor. Sensationalism. But let's look at sensationalism now today. We no longer root for the good guy. We root for the villain. We no longer perpetuate greatness and good. We idolize darkness and vindictiveness. We root for the guy who can get away with everything. A young man can go to prison and come back out and get more credit, street cred in the street, than a young man that never broke a law that went to college. Think about that. And tell me. Sensationalism and subliminal play a huge part in molding the minds of our culture. Real. Very real. You know what I'm saying? You know, as a young man, can you remember, if you think back, what was the first thing that you realized as a child that you totally believed in, but when you became an adult, you realized it was a total falsehood? What's the first thought that comes into your mind?
Holidays.
Say that again. Say that again. I want to listen to it.
I came in front. Holidays.
Holidays. Wow. Wow. The holidays. Explain. I want to hear this. I'm listening. Definitely hear this. Tell me the holidays were the first thing you realized. Kind of explain the earliest memory of that.
I mean, the first thing anybody that's like young, growing up, like they always come into that first recognition of like there's no Santa Claus, you know, there's no Tooth Fairy. So, yeah, I mean, when you reach that age, then that's when it's the real world, or you starting to transition slowly but surely.
That's right. So, being a father, raising children, how do you approach that subject?
I don't even put it out there for it to be retained, honestly. I kind of battle with it because it's like, one side of the fence is me, the other side of the fence is, oh, you know, costumes and all that. I don't participate in it, but I support, you know, him being happy always. So it's ups and downs, but I mean, I have my ways of persuasion. So, I think I'll be all right in my efforts.
Okay. Gotcha. That's a great answer. That's a great answer. And, you know, my man Legion of Legends is definitely speaking not only as an artist, but also as a parent. And this is very important. Very important. If you start to notice, we're going somewhere that, again, is meant to intrigue the mind to make you think outside the box of what you've just been given. Because in order for us to truly be the spiritual beings that we are, we have to never stand on just the square. Key point, the square that they give you. You ever ask yourself, where did the term square come from? I remember back in the day they used to say, if you was a, you know, I hear the term lame now, you know, a lame is the equivalent of back in the day of what was a square was, you know, in terms of what was hip and what was cool. But if you really think about what the square represents, makes you think. Real talk, you already know this. I'm going to take you somewhere. Now, real talk, a lot of people are going to catch this next phrase of what we're going to drop on you. I think Legion already got it. I feel his gears turning in his mind. Real talk, it is what it is. On WTDTA Radio, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's definitely, you know what I'm saying, giving us their all, their energy. You know what I'm saying? Definitely perpetuating this positiveness because it's all positive. You know? Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, Legion, before I switch gears and bring another call on the line, what you want to let them fans know, man?
New music coming tomorrow. I'm gonna send in that Money in the Air. I'm gonna send in Money in the Air to you. I sent in Statement. Statement is also gonna be on I Dropped the Legend, but I don't think you ran that one yet. But it's definitely coming together. I got the graphic work already pretty much done for it, the track list wrapped up. So, like I said, by the end of this month, I'll be able to have it on the website. So, just look forward to that. All the tours is getting ready to come through. Look forward to seeing me on that. And Gamer Zone, definitely going to be hollering at Miss Jare and getting it in and doing as many songs with that as I possibly can.
What's up? It's about the movement, baby. It's about putting it out there. Real talk, y'all, hearing this live on WTDTA Radio. It's all about the urban experience. It's all about the young minds coming together because, yes, your voice does make a difference. Your intellect does have an influence, you know,
It is what it is. Real talk. Yo, Legion, hold the line, man. I'm going to take another caller right quick. I'm going to see what's up. I'm going to see what's happening. I'm going to see what you're doing it on WTBTA Radio. Real talk, man. I'm trying to teach you something. They say each one teach one, so this is just my contribution. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. It is what it is. Yo, caller, last for the number is 0568. You're definitely in the building on WTBTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Yo, what it is, man? It's your boy, Shelby.
What's good? What's good? What's good with you, man?
Not much, man. Just checking in, you know what I'm saying? Seeing what it is. Letting everybody know what's good with me.
That's right. Right. Well, hey, there you go.
I just want to let everybody know that I got my mans with me, my other half of M&S, Midnight Suns, my nigga Kunta Kinte. We got this track that's coming out. I'm about to shoot that to you. It's called Look Around. It's real hot.
Okay.
What's up?
With a title like Look Around, hey, you already got our attention, man. Real talk. Tell us a little bit about the track.
It has a sample from Jay-Z. This Extraordinary Figures.
Uh-huh.
Ordinary Gets You. Telling you basically, niggas that's through the get in and get on the beat. You're on another level. All these other motherfuckers that's trying to, you know what I'm saying, act like they're on the, you know, but it's real. And they think they're not. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to bring people to, you know what I'm saying, it's from the roots and the past.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So definitely, man, it's definitely a track that not only, you know, it's telling you to look around, it's also telling you, you know, to pay attention. You need to be aware. I feel you. I like it. That's what's up, man. You know, so I'm gonna put everybody on blast because I'm real interested to share with the listeners and the fans, you know, the true perception of really what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Being an artist in the game, doing what you do, how much of an influence do you think subliminals play in molding our culture these days?
Well, I mean, subliminals, I think it plays a huge part because, well, you talk to some of these subliminals, the only people that subliminals, you know what I'm saying? Some people just hear the music and some people actually listen to the music.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the music, they're really not going to get the message in it, but the people that listen, the true hip-hop heads, the true listeners, they're going to get the subliminals. And, you know what I'm saying, I think that a positive subliminal is basically, obviously better, you know what I'm saying, negative subliminals, but like my man was saying just a few minutes ago, you know what I'm saying, everybody just wants to focus on the negative, not the positive.
Mm-hmm. Which is real. That's real. It's like, you know, sensationalism has taken on a whole new form. And, you know, that's the line that we're trying to define. The sensationalism and subliminal messages, if you are making music as an artist to motivate and stimulate the mind, then if you use the negative aspect to draw attention to a certain point in order to build awareness and perpetuate a positive movement, then the negative is necessary so you can totally dispel the actual control of that subliminal message steering you in the wrong direction. But when you simply leave it up in the air, that's when it becomes dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, when you simply, like, tell a story without getting to the point, or you're supposed to be leading someone to a destination, but in the middle of the destination, you leave that listener to fend for themselves. You open them up to a certain level of perception without getting them totally focused or prepared. In other words, you know, there's a responsibility as an artist to your listeners to deliver the proper proportion of subliminal messages that will manifest itself to the goal or the course of action of the emotion that you're trying to strike.
Yeah.
You know, so it makes sense. It makes perfect sense. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing this for numerous reasons. One reason is that for everything that you are bombarded with through the daily, It's my job here on Where They Do to That Radio and the rest of our DJs that are here. Shouts out to my man Ghost Rider, you know what I'm saying? My man Slim, you know what I'm saying? Yo, that's out there in the boonies, you know. My man Silk, DJ Baby G, you know what I'm saying? DJ Payne, Grind Heavy DJs definitely in the building. Universal Storm, the whole crew. Our job is through these great music that a lot of these artists are putting out there, is to drive home the point that you can use subliminals in a way that can be positive. You can use subliminals in a way to enlighten, to spark, to innovate, to motivate, to create a positive workflow and a positive foundation for the youth to truly speak to those who are unaware of the barometer of their community. That's what it's about. And that sounds very, very complex, but really it's not.
Nope.
See, the problem is, what makes music music? Just like this track you're hearing right now. Is it the music that you're listening to now? Or is it the words that's being said on top of it? What makes music music? You know, from being an artist, if I was asking the question, how would you answer that? You know, I'm putting it out there. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the urban experience. It's all about these dudes definitely doing what they do, man. I appreciate you definitely calling in and holding it down. What I'm going to do right here is I'm going to take one more caller right quick to see what's up, to see what's happening, to see where you're doing it at. Because it's all about the urban experience, man. It's all about the urban experience. This is an experience. This is what it's about. Real talk, you already know what it is. Let me take another caller right quick. Yo, caller. Caller, last to be your number, 0080. Definitely in the building on WTBTA Radio 0087. Definitely in the building. One more time on the ground. Who we got checking in, man?
Hey, what's going on, Brother Jay?
Hey, man, holding it down, doing what we do, man. What's good with you, baby?
Ain't too much, man. Yeah, you were talking about the subliminal messages, right? So I just wanted to throw this out there, man. It's right now I'm getting a load of them, you know what I'm saying? But I already have my mind set on what I'm going to do, you know what I mean? So I told you a long time ago, like, get in touch with T.I., man. That's where I want to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see some other stuff, man, and it's like, you know, you have doubts in your head of, like, people's motives of why they do certain things. Okay. And I always told myself, like, whenever I had a doubt in something, I didn't want to do it, you know, regardless of what a person was offering me and stuff like that. It's just, like, where my heart is, you feel what I'm saying? So my brother, like I said, I'm from Trinidad, so if the listeners out there, they don't know that, I'm from Trinidad, and my brother has came to the States once.
Uh-huh.
And when he came here, he went to Atlanta. You know, I have no idea what business he took part in when he went to Atlanta. I just know that that's the place that he went to, you know? So I feel like if there's anything out there for me, that would be the place where it's at. So, you know, and it's weird, too, because when I first started this music thing, I said to – I did this video. It was called I have no idea what it was called, but all I remember is that the number changed. Like, so I put that in the title. It was called AYCHIZ, and the title, I believe, was Number Changed. And in it, you know, I was basically talking to T.I. and people like Shorty Lowe and like Cash Money. I was saying, like, you know, bring these things back because that's stuff that people look up to. You know, like, I used to always look up to, like, Cash Money. When I first came to the States, Juvenile was, like, my favorite artist out of everybody, you know. And that's how I got put on to Lil Wayne and stuff like that. But in the end of it, I just remember saying something like, you know, hey, T.I., what's going on? You know, just like Meek Mills, I got flamers too. You know what I'm saying? So I see 50 Cent, you know, he has the Street King thing. And, you know, T.I., he's quote-unquote the king of ATL. And I have, you know, I Am King of America. But I think a lot of people are seeing the I Am King of America as, like, a way to like, I don't know, like play play off of people's emotions. When I did that, it was to basically let people understand, like, the picture that was being made through Mav's vision, like Mav's, the way Mav does his music, Maverick the Pole, by the way, the way Mav does his music, it's like he's speaking out on all the negative aspects that's in his community, you know, and the stuff that's going on. And I felt like me placing that picture of Obama there was to let people know, like, you know, Obama's like the king. Like, at this point, he's like the king of America. You see what I'm saying? And I didn't want people to feel like it was going to be like Dummy Language, part two, volume two, I Am King of America, part two. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing like that. It was just for that title of that CD, it was I Am King of America because of the situation that Obama's in right now and the placement of Obama. I also understand, you know, like right now I'm worth a lot. You see what I'm saying? Because in Trinidad, me being from Trinidad, that's like a major place for oil. See, so I don't want somebody looking at me like, you know, that's their doorway. That's their key into the door of, you know, taking over my home. You see what I'm saying? I don't want anybody in that situation. And I feel like T.I., you know, that's a person that has a real good heart, man. And he did say one thing that has always stuck with me. He said, you know, As time goes on, you know, I want to retire, but it's like there's no reason for me to retire at this point. So I kind of want to give him a nice, comfortable standing where he can be like, you know what, I see that I got B.O.B., you know, H's with me and whoever else, and they're taking over, you know what I mean, taking over the game to the point that they're actually making a difference. So that's where my mind is at right now, man, and I doubt that it's going to change. So, you know, you can get me in contact with T. I'm down for that. I'm ready to work. And make this thing
chomp,
man.
Hey, what's up? Well, hey, you'll be surprised. He's definitely locked in and chopped in, man. So be careful what you ask for. You just might get it, man.
I'm already prepared, man, because like when I listen to Watch the Throne and all that stuff, I really pay attention to it 100%. And another person I pay attention to is Drake. Like, I feel like Drake has been guiding me in the right direction. Also, another person, too, like, people might not notice this, but Wale is another person that's really trying to guide me in the right direction of what to do with myself, as well as Kid Cudi and people like Lupe Fiasco and stuff like that. So, you know, Drake said something. He said, you know, before I got my deal, he said there was a man named Tip, and, you know, he told me that I was going to take over the game. And, you know, he wasn't wrong. So when Drake said that, it was kind of like, yeah, that's a nice move for me. He also put out a new song with Mary J. Blige. It's called Mr. Wrong, right? When I first heard it, I'm like, damn, did I do something wrong, you know? Like, because my name on my YouTube is Mr. A-Y-C-H-I-Z, you know? I'm not sure if a lot of people out there know, but, like, Jay-Z and J. Cole, they did a song called Mr. Nice Watch. My motto is Watch Me, so they, when I was listening to the song with Mary J. Blige, you know, she said something in there, because I also reached out to Mary J. Blige, too. I said, you know, in that same exact song, I said, my friend Mary, I gotta be with you. Need to be with you, girl, loyal and true. Like, Be Without You, that's like the song that I wanted to be like my wedding song, you know? So I put that in the rhyme or whatever the case was. And in her song with the Mr. Wrong song, she said, bad boys are no good and good boys are no fun. You see what I'm saying? So I was sitting there and I'm just thinking to myself, like, damn. Once she says bad boys are no good, you know the first thing that came to my mind. Like, if anybody that's listening should understand that statement, bad boys are no good.
That's right.
Good boys are no fun. So it's like, when she said that, I started thinking, like, damn, you know, P. Diddy, I'm not sure if I can say this on the joint, but, you know, P. Diddy, you know, he got the bad boy situation, and he has all the money in the world. But at the end of the day, I've never really seen anybody prosper from dealing with him. You know, everybody has always, you know, kind of fell, and they didn't really fall nicely, you know. 50 Cent, that's the person that I really always looked up to just because I followed his movement from the start. You know, but when he did that Street King thing, I always questioned it. It was always a question, you know, and I felt like if I question it, it's something that I shouldn't be dealing with, you know. And then when he brought out the fact that he's wearing a chain, I felt like, damn, do you really think I'm going to come deal with you and put on that SK chain when, you know, my mind was W1? You know, when I see T.I., I don't see T.I., you know, with his whole clique running around with no Grand Hustle chains on and none of that type of stuff. So, I always said to myself, like, when there's a chain involved, I really don't want to be part of it. So, you know, if you're out there, you know, you're into the flashiness of the chain and all that stuff with somebody else's logo on it, that's cool. Do that, man. But when it comes to me, I really want to, you know, have my own vision and just have somebody there to back me with everything that I do, man. So
that's
where I'm at with everything, man. So.
Yo, real talk. Y'all hearing it live, my man, H is. And he, you know what? He just dropped some jewels on you, whether you realize it or not. You know, the subliminals are, they're key. They say so many things and so many people that you got to be spiritually in tune to truly see it, to appreciate it. Real talk on Radio, it is. We're so anxious to take another caller like that. Before we do that, man, let the fans know what's up with that.
All right, most definitely. You know, you can always add me on Twitter at AYCHIZ. I'm not really tweeting anything else because I said everything I needed to say on the joint. But, yeah, you can follow me at AYCHIZ. You can hit me up on Facebook at AYCHIZ. YouTube is Mr., which is MRAYCHIZ. And for the most part, just check me out, man. See what I'm getting myself into. It's not really too much at this point, man. I'm just basically waiting for that push and ready to take the jump, man. So thanks for the support from everybody that's out there. I appreciate y'all 100%. Shout out to Legion, Mr. Shame, you know, DJ Cool, Corey the Hitman, of course, Hunter Watts, my homie B Gaines, Miss Rare Breed, Corey Silk. Everybody that's out there, man, CO the Vet, much respect. So everybody keep going up, man, and we on our way. Just remember that.
That's right. Real talk. You already know what it is. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely, definitely, definitely taking you on the ride on the wild side. I'm going to take another caller right quick. Another caller right quick. Going to see what's up, see what's happening, see where you're doing it at. Caller, last 4 digits of your number is 7416. If that's your number, I think you might be on the line calling in. But real talk, we're going to see what's up. Yo, caller, 7416. If you can hear my voice, you're definitely live on WTBTA Radio. Caller, can you hear me?
Lucifer of the morning, I'm going to chant you out of earth. You're now in tune on the one, the master blaster, Jammin' himself. I am West Manifest. What's up, Jay Jizzle?
What's up? What's good with you, man? You know what I'm saying? We chopping it up. We doing what we do. We got it all up in this thing, man. Real talk on what they do to that radio. Subliminal messages. What kind of effect they have on you, man? We want to know what's up and what's happening. But before we definitely drop it in and definitely turn this thing up a whole nother level, we got less than 24 minutes left on this broadcast. You know what I'm saying? What I'm going to do is this. I'm going to give you a chance to definitely marinate on that because I know when you get started, man, it's going to get totally crunk. I'm going to drop a joint on these folks. Brand new music for my man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, for all y'all don't know, now this joint here, I'm going to play two joints. One joint is from your very own. You know my guy, you know, Ghost Rider, DJ Ghost Rider. But what if I told you DJ Ghost Rider is not only a fire-ass DJ, he's also a hot MC as well. Check this joint out right here. It's called We're in the Game. Real talk, you're hearing this live on WTBTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And I'm going to drop one more on you, brand new joint for my man, Cy Paul. Then we're going to bring my man, West Manifest, in here to definitely bless us with the knowledge, man. Real talk, you didn't even got to go to college to get this knowledge. You know what it is. Get your mind right.
Yeah. LB. Mr. Bush, a.k.a. Ready to Who could be the most lyrical? Dropping shit subliminal. Bush, I'm original. Move as a criminal. Hit me though. Beating down the block nonstop. Digged in the top. This country nigga got knocked. Somebody tell me who's the man that they call. He'll be Mr. Motherfucking Bush, nigga. That be me. Now, picture me rolling across the touch. You bending corners in and out. He won't play me on the radio, but nigga still get at me. No, but they're not for real. The nigga from the south. Ain't no gold in my mouth, but I still take you out in the club, showing love, giving taps, giving drugs, mean mugs, shoulders, shrugs. But this one for the thugs on the corner, getting their grind on. Got their shine on, but still getting stepped on, cause center jobs will last long. First born and never fell off. They call me little baby Drake when I shake them haters off. And they come and bounce with me. I'm still solo to the end, got soldiers.
across the world, don't need no friends. I lean hard to the left, lay back in the cut. If you see me through my den, you probably yelling, what's up? I'm yelling that down west side, soldier for life. From the natty to the swamp, niggas better think twice. I ain't playing no more, you wrote you got me on some other shit. Got the story off then, listen what you dealing with. A soldier for life, plus a veteran in it. I want the money and the power, ain't no time for a bitch. I broke a talking knuckle, do you know what that means? I say turn to the curb, off the hydrogen green. I watch a heat knuckle, cause I'm a beat knuckle. From the lab at the crib to the street knuckle. You copy, fake glass house, bust ass scrubs. I'm representing for the thugs. But these are black gloves with this chrome shit. See me busting on the block, laughing when you scatter, cause them roaches hit the spot. See them hot like an oven, but you cold as just. When I'm mad, I'm on fire, niggas coming to burn the bush now.
Put on that rhyme, man. Put on that paper chain. We staying hustling, that's why we get the pain. Staying high, man. We open those and that's why. We open that
brain, so it's
rolling in the game,
nigga.
Man. Put on that
brain, man.
Down,
we staying hustling. 513. Stay in high, man.
Take
a break, come on. Go, take it to the street, nigga. Right. Oh, yeah, so gentlemen, we on. Haters already know that they can't get this money. Proof might come and drunk fight you. I wear the kind of black boxes and white. Not one would see a hospital.
I'm right in the hood.
I'm so out here, I don't like that right. Born and raised in the game. From the hood of Highland Park, that's the business of the beat. A-O-O, I represent. All about my president. Disrespect my neighborhood, we keep it from the president. All night fight.
Okay.
Trying to get that better team.
Okay.
Up. Come around your fence.
All right.
The youngsters beat the winner.
Okay.
I'm running with my team or what? Hood to the bone, girl.
So me and
I'm on the track. And I just like the chrome pistol. But the don't look on. Bitch, we on a different page. Another chapter in this book. The G's in my kind of stage. I'm not just trying to get it in a rain. He just told
me. All right.
Just get for the G's.
Okay.
If you looking for me, you already know. It ain't hard to find me. It ain't hard to find me. It ain't hard to find me, bro. I'm right here.
You already know what it is. This is WTDTA Radio, where we featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Yo, Manifest, you definitely out there with me, bro.
For sure. You already know what it is, man. I'm riding right with you.
I hear you. I hear you. Subliminal messages, my man. Subliminal messages. What type of effect do they truly have on the youth? And how important it is to recognize the subliminal messages from a negative aspect and also from a positive perspective.
All right. Number one, subliminal messaging have been outlawed underneath colorable law. I'm saying colorable law, so that means that maybe some people should look up what colorable law is and find out that there's a difference between colorable law and true law, or real law. But the point is that it has been outlawed, but they still do it. That's the point. Some of the Disney movies with, like, the one that I'm talking about, Hakuna Matata. You know, my baby brother was doing that age. But they show where the smoke come up in that movie spells out the word sex. This is geared and gone to an audience of 12 years old and less.
That's right.
This is serious. Because it's not one segment of the population that have been left out of this illegal business of sending you suggestive and subliminal messaging. But once again, the power power in it is that it has to be outlawed. But don't take my word for it. Just put in, and well, however you get online or, you know, whatever your means is, and put in something to the effect of subliminal messaging illegal in the United States of America Incorporated.
Okay.
And you'll be surprised to find out how deep wormhole goes.
That's right.
So this goes right back to our conversation two nights ago when you had the brother Brad on.
That's right.
And he was speaking to you about witches.
That's right.
See, there are witches. I keep saying that this is not a battle of flesh. This is a battle of evil and principalities and high places, spirits.
That's right.
This is spirits. So you have to be able to discern between what your spirit is receptive of and what your spirit is not receptive of. I'm going to speak to the negative aspect first, because
okay.
It may be the only point that we have to make tonight. So what I'm going to say, I'm going to speak on the negative aspects of being affected by subliminal messaging and what that can do to you. See, if you remember, I'm just going to use, if you take these stories literally, then that's cool. But make sure that you understand the theory, the theoretical application of these proverbs. If you go back to the Garden of Eden, which Brad was talking about, with Adam and Eve and this serpent. We're not going to go into who the serpent is or what the serpent is or the other representations of the serpent. But I will say to you this, is that the serpentine energy has nothing to do with evil. It only has to do with energy cannot flow in a straight line. So the snake is woven together, just like the lights. If you go outside and look at the lines that are leading into your house, bringing electricity into your house, you'll see that those lines are braided just like the speaker wire. When you don't get a good connection on the back of your speaker box, you disconnect it and you twist the wires up. You turn them in either counter clockwise motion and you braid them together so that the energy flows better and you get a better connection. Alright.
Yes.
The negative effects. Number one, I'm going to say it again for the purpose of beating it in your head, is that witches are real, spells are real, and so are the effects of these chants. I'm going to call them chants. Some chants are uttered by I and I, and they chant down Babylon, but some of the chants are uttered by Babylon that uplift Babylon and make you a servant to the Matrix. I'm gonna call it the Matrix. So when we look at these things, here are our children being affected with. Now they can't read, but they see the smoke.
That's right.
These are 5 and 4 year olds. They are those who have not gotten. My baby can read. Now, we can do the same thing by using the blueprint of my baby can read, and you teach them Swahili. You're just teaching from our perspective to our own children, which is very important. Somebody ought to be listening to that. So not for me to do. I got too much to do. You do that. For those who are inclined to go ahead and put together a program like that, where children can learn how to read from an African perspective, let's say it like that.
Yeah.
But now, it's a moneymaker. See, you come here, you never know what you're gonna get. Fucking around with me and J-Dawg, you never know. He say he'll make you a star. Possibly, you know, all you got to do, you already a star, but all you got to do is just listen in and then start applying. But imagine here are subliminal messaging being sent to children who can't even read or people who can't even see that the smoke spells out the word sex. Why are they inundating our children with sexual messaging, subliminal messaging? Then ask yourself, why is all of the music that I listen to, it does not matter if it's R&B or if it's rap, it's all dealing with sex. My man left me. I took your man. I mean, we can go back to Salt and Pepper. You know what I mean? We go way back in the day. And it's the same game. Not that I'm dissing Salt and Pepper. They're my girls, you know? For real, you know? But what I want to do is show you that this is how it have affected us. We have become an overtly sexual society. And because we have become an overtly sexual society, we have also become an overtly violent society. All of this is subliminally being interacted through the music, interacted through the videos, interacted through the gaming, interacted on every aspect of our lives. And we need to watch that and garner and guard and also control the type of messaging and type of programming that we allow our children to view and watch. Because those of us who are parents, those of us who would like to become parents, some of you don't even know if you can have children or not. It's definitely a blessing to have children. I know, because I am a daddy, But what I'm saying to you is that we have to protect ourselves from these spirits in high places that are actually utilizing mind control techniques to get us to move into a certain direction, whether it be for our good or for our, you know, our own fault. We have to see these things. Number one, the violence in our community is ridiculous. The mindset that we have as a people, and when I say as a people, I'm talking about all of those who are from in between Canada, Florida, Texas, Mexico, all up between that border, separating what they consider Canada. I'm talking about everybody who is within these borders who are affected by the television programming. See, it's a subliminal message even in the word television programming or radio programming. Now, on one end, they say, well, this is programming, which means that you got a programmer or some type of telecommunication specialist putting input information or inputting people those to be viewed.
That's right.
Is that when you look at the word or the phrase television programming, you have to say, if this is programming, then who the fuck is being programmed?
Okay.
Because when the ones who are listening, unless they learn how to listen properly or learn how to speak properly to be able to tune in certain key words or phrases that link you in to being able to see some different things, a lot of the programming, you end up acting out in your own life.
Watch
it, that somebody can make a suggestion like what is represented as the snake in the Garden of Eden. He makes a suggestion to Eve. Eve comes to the suggestion, and the next thing you know, her husband is snitching on her to God.
because that's essentially what happened in this story. He said, well, she didn't want to told me to do it, either the apple, either the, we say apple, but, you know, it's not apple. Mm-hmm. It's, when you get the King James Study Version Bible, it actually tell you you're dealing with sexual connotations here. So then we go back to sex again. And have you become a God like one of us, knowing good and evil? So when you know something, once again, you become a God. So to become a God is to have knowledge. You can't have you can't become a God or a goddess until you know the ledge. And when you know the ledge, then you know something. When you know something and you apply that something to your benefit, then you are said to have made a wise decision. But when you have knowledge of something, now you know witches exist, or at least you should keep an open mind until you have further research. Don't just be a doubting Thomas and Tom yourself right into the fire pit, you know, with no pot and no protection at all. At least put me in the pot. You know, I don't know, maybe that make it hotter, but, you know, damn, I feel like shit, you know, if, you know, depending on what the pot is made out of, maybe I can get my feet to safety. So we have to always remember, man, for real, is that when you know something, number one, according to that scripture in Genesis, is that knowing good and evil made Adam and Eve like gods, or like one of us, as what it said. Us is plural. It's clearly plural. It's not the same as Elo or Elohim. See, you don't know the difference most between Elo and Elohim. Well, Elohim obviously must be plural. And Elo is singular. This is why I keep telling y'all, stop letting religion divides you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now we're going to go into the subliminal message then about religion. Then know that we're going to this
I want you to hold back and hold on. Because, man, we got less than about 20 seconds left on this broadcast. Check this out.
Right.
Yo, real time. Like I told you, man, my man's going to get you crunk and get you in there. This is WTDTA Radio, where we're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flames to national artists that are changing the game. Yo, if you definitely loving what you hear, you ain't seen nothing yet. We're going to be on Just Silking It for the rest of the night. You know what I'm saying? You can definitely tune in by going to justsilkingitradio.webs.com. Just go to justsilkingitradio.com. You can actually go to spellbindmedia.weebly.com. Check out the broadcast in its entirety. We're definitely holding it up, doing what we do. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on the ride on the wild side. Like I told you, man, if you tune in just enough, you just might go somewhere and you just might learn something. You know what I'm saying? This is not the end. This is only the beginning. Free your mind and understand and know that what you don't know could harm you and could ultimately kill the spirit, man. But real talk, as long as you keep doing what you do, WTDTA Radio ain't going nowhere. You know what it is. Tune in to the broadcast. Check us out. We on until 8 in the morning. Real talk, yo. Go to spellbindmedia.weebly.com. Check us out on Channel 8. You know, also go on the New Vision Media. Real talk, you'll see it on the website. Check us out. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We'll definitely take you on a ride on the wild side. Until tomorrow night, we're going to say thank you, good night, and may God bless.